Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
Right of cross-examination. In state of Madhya Pradesh v. Chintaman Sadashiva Weya Champayan, AIR 1961 South Carolina, 1623, the Supreme Court while finding flaw in the procedure of the inquiry held thus, 6th, it was of very great importance for the defense to cross-examine these two witnesses, and for that purpose the respondent wanted copies of their prior statements recorded by Mr. Gatwal in his preliminary inquiry. It is difficult to understand how these statements could be regarded as secret papers, for that alone is the reason given for not supplying their copies to the respondent. Failure to supply the said copies to the respondent made it almost impossible for the respondent to submit the said two witnesses to an effective cross-examination, and that in substance deprived the respondent of a reasonable opportunity to meet the charge 10. It is hardly necessary to emphasize that the right to cross-examine the witnesses who give evidence against him is a very valuable right, and if it appears that effective exercise of this right has been prevented by the inquiry officer by not giving to the officer relevant documents to which he is entitled, that inevitably would be that the inquiry had not been held in accordance with rules of natural justice. AIR 1977 SE 170 The Apex Court has held that a party will not normally be allowed to cross-examine its own witness and declare the same hostile, unless the court is satisfied that the statement of the witness exhibits an element of hostility or that he has recelled from a material statement which he made before an earlier authority, or where the court is satisfied that the witness is not speaking the truth and it may be necessary to cross-examine him to get out the truth.